Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla, let's get right into it. Why most people hate their job. Okay, this is not a newsflash. I'm not anti-job. I'm anti, if you don't like your job, you really need to leave and go find something different to do. I don't even know if that whole sentence made sense. Let's get after it, and I'll share with you exactly what I'm talking about. It's Sam Crowley, the Everyday Saturday podcast, fired up and ready to get after it on a Monday. It's the second show of Monday. You as excited as I am about that? All right, work. This is why I left my job. And you tell me if you've ever been in this situation. The typical office job has very low expectations, okay? It just does, of its employees. Hey, go do this task, the same one you've always been doing. Okay? And so even though it kind of feels demanding, it feels demanding because you hate it. It's not demanding because of the tasks. It's being, hey, go sit in a cubicle. All right, you go sit in that cubicle and do the same mundane task. Or, oh, you got the corner office. Sorry about that. You got the cherry desk? Okay. You go do that again today like you've been doing for the last 18 years, okay? It's not demanding work. It's just your mind. It's demanding then because you're thinking about it Sunday night. You're going into the office the next day. That's not an enriched environment. Oh, what's an enriched environment, Sam? Well, an enriched environment is when, first of all, it's completely the opposite of what I just described, okay? The mental flow is the normal state. You're doing something that you've never done before, okay? You're doing things brand new every single day. You're maybe driving in a different direction. You know, I go to get coffee. I go in a completely different direction most mornings just to shake things up. So when I go record my podcast in the Kroger parking lot on my iPhone, I probably went to a different place to get there. You're doing different things. I walk around. It's now springtime in Cincinnati. I'll go out, walk around the deck, maybe even jump in the pool, go throw to the ball to the tennis dogs. I just shake it up every single day. No 2 days do I ever have that are the same. I might go into my drop-in office. I might stay home and work. When I come home and work, I might work in the office I have here. May put my feet up in the living room. It's all different. It's stimulating the flow, creating a rich environment. I alter the rules of the environment, okay? You need to alter the rules of your environment. That's why most people, not saying everybody, but most people hate their job because it's the same mundane task. That's why I'm keep talking about this environment stuff. By the way, do you want to know where I'm getting all this information? Okay. I could say I heard it somewhere, but I can't do that to this person. You got to pick this book up, the book I'm reading right now. And look, I felt like I wrote this book. I didn't write this book, and I'm not trying to take credit for the book, but it is exactly the stuff that I've been preaching on this podcast for the past 15 years. It's called Willpower Doesn't Work, Benjamin Hardy. And I got to give a shout out. I got to give a shout out to my man, Ron Blake. Ron Blake's a coaching client of mine. He's probably listening right now, listening, saying, probably fell off the damn treadmill. Oh, my God. Oh, Sam just mentioned me on his podcast. Ron came on board last month as a coaching client. We had our onboarding call. He's like, and he started talking about all these. And I'm going to get it wrong. This is where I should really stop talking. I'll probably get the number wrong. Ron, I think you told me your goal every year is to read 100 books. Is that right? And I think that's right. 100 books, and he recommended this one called Willpower Doesn't Work by Benjamin Hardy, Discover the Hidden Keys to Success. So I picked it up. Like, if there's somebody, let me just, success leaves clues. Would you agree with that statement? Success leaves clues. So if somebody recommended you read a book, and that somebody was a successful, purpose-driven individual, would you buy that book? I immediately ran. I didn't even walk. I ran after our coaching call with Ron to my computer, and I got on Amazon. Got the hard copy. There's a choice, hard copy or soft copy. I always buy the hard copy. I just like the feel of a hard copy book. And I bought it. And I took a picture when it came, Amazon Prime, 2 days later. I texted it to Ron. I love texting my coaching clients. I love all my coaching clients. I love communicating with all my coaches. Oh, by the way, did I even mention go to launchwithsam.com? I think we made it damn near 5 minutes of this show, almost six, and I didn't mention to get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. So anyway, this environment, creating your environment, I am a huge, huge believer in your environment is going to dictate your happiness in life. And when this book came, Willpower Doesn't Work, you know what? I got to have Benjamin Hardy on the show. That's it. Set the intention. Benjamin Hardy on my podcast, the author of this book. I'm going to tell him how much I freaking loved it. Create an enriched environment. You have the ability. You wake up in the morning, you got a blank canvas. You know that guy? Oh, man. Who's that guy? You know what I'm talking about. He's got the afro. He used to paint. White guy with the afro painting. And then we're going to put a little bit of green there. And then we're going to make this little tree. And maybe give it just a little tinge of yellow. What's the guy's name? Don't know. Don't even know the guy's name. We all saw him growing up as a kid. PBS, painter, blank canvas. Hit me up on Twitter. What's the guy's name? At Sam Crowley. Hit me up. Let me know the guy's name. Or on Instagram, at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know the guy's name. Anyway, you got a blank canvas. You're that guy. You're that guy with the afro, and you got the paintbrushes, and every morning when you wake up, you get to paint your little environment. I'm gonna put a little positive person there. I'm going to put my favorite drink right there. I'm going to green smoothie in there right there. I'm going to see that's my boss right there. I'm going to put a little red X through his face right there. That's good. Oh, that looks real good right there. That's your whole blank canvas right there. There it is. Creating your movement. You got the blank canvas. You can actually, you know you can do that, right? You know you can paint on that blank canvas. It doesn't matter where you've been. I know you got troubles. Let me tell you, we all have a past. We all got the skeletons in the closet. We all had the people that did us wrong. You can't change any of that. You can't. You can try. You can do what I used to do and just think and steam about it all day long. Oh, I can't believe they did that to me. Oh, I can't believe he said that about me. Oh, passed me over for a promotion. Oh. You can do all that. Or you can say, cut. Cut it back. That's my past. All right? I ain't going to trip over my past. Why would you trip over your past? Your future is so damn bright. You got so your best days, they haven't even happened yet. Because when you enrich your environment and you place people in your path who are going to empower, inspire, and motivate you to go places you've never gone before, why would you ever think about your past? Right? Don't do that. Don't be like most people and trip over your past. And so you've got this canvas that you can paint. All right. And I'm not saying it's going to be beautiful the first day, but if you just add a little bit of attitude adjustment in there, a little bit of positivity. And I've got my arm up near while I'm holding my phone talking and I'm painting. If you could see, this is freaking hilarious. I'm standing in my home right now, pretending like I'm painting and I'm in the air with a fake brush. And there's a guy outside my door doing work and he's watching me right now. So just imagine me right now, right hand screaming into a phone. Left hand fake painting with an imaginary brush, contractor outside looking in the window at me right now. That's what's happening right now. But I want this so bad for you because I knew when I changed my environment and I got rid of all the toxic friends, all the bad stuff that triggered bad thoughts, bad emotions, negativity, all that stuff. When I completely eliminated that from my life, that's when things started to change. And not a minute before that. Because until you're serious about changing your environment, your circumstances aren't going to change. And if your circumstances aren't going to change, you're going to be pissed off. You're going to be miserable. You're going to be upset. You're going to hold a grudge. And it's not going to allow you to move forward. Because when your circumstances change for the better, that's when your attitude changes for the better. And your mindset changes for the better. And when your mind starts firing in the right direction, moving forward, looking out the windshield and not looking back at the rearview mirror, that's when you know you're on your way to Saturday. Enrich your environment. We started this whole podcast, right, to talk about how what most people hate a job. Think about that and think about that. Think about somebody right now. It's Monday, April 15, 2019. There's somebody, actually there's millions of people sitting in a cubicle or a corner office somewhere just looking out like a fish in a fishbowl, thinking there's got to be a better way. There is a better way, but it's got to start with changing your environment. Enrich it. Enrich the environment in which you spend the time. Watch your mindset change. Watch your attitude change. Watch people now come into your life that will help propel you forward because now they actually want to be around you. It all changes. But nothing changes until you do. Nothing changes until you do. All right? Can we all agree on that? And can we get an amen from the congregation? Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.